I don't know what you're talking about. And then we have something that... Wait, what the fuck are you doing, you weasel? Is Jessica actually thinking she's gonna source it? No. Oh, there's no mods allowed. Ever. Did they? Is this my voice? It's not. It's missing a lot. Only a psychopath would do that to somebody's voice. You don't allow my full frequencies to flow, so nobody knows my brain. I think my voice is a reflection of my brain. Everybody's voice is a reflection of their brain. If you don't want to let people have their full voice, their full spectrum of sound, which is the only method we're using to actually interact, you are blocking a huge component of our brain. So I don't know why anybody would do that unless they're a psychopath. SmartSesh does not consist of anyone using a mod. And you cannot join it, you have to get there on your own. Are they saying it? Well, the podcast one, yeah. Okay, does anybody want to add something to this one? Not anybody, but SmartSesh, yeah. We like SmartSesh. I like SmartSesh a lot, too. I like our rules. Our ground rules are best. Yeah, okay. So first of all, we're smart. We're off the feedback loop train. And also, we don't judge people based on appearances, and we don't call people names. Like ugly or stupid or fat or anything like that. And we will also no mods on anybody. And you know, I guess just be cordial and decent if you can. And be sexual and gross too, if you can. And yeah, tricky in smart session. So is Joseph Dawson. He's like not really, they're not really, wait, what? No, they're in it, but they're not that active, I guess. Yeah. It's like we're in sports, though. Who? All the demons? Yeah. Yeah, poor. Like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? Is she modding? No. You're not in it. I don't care where you plant yourself. You're not in it. Yeah. It doesn't matter where in the room you decided to situate yourself. You're not in smart stuff. I don't know what goes on in there. You can't mod. You're embarrassing your gimps. They could get closer and closer to being SmartSesh, and they don't, because of you, gimping around. Oh, they don't want to be? That's perfectly fine. No one's forcing you to do anything. But you can't impose yourself and your disgustingness or technology on anybody else. Let's call it technology. Yeah, let's call everything that they use technology. We all know what it is. We're all always trying to get you to stop doing it. I was always trying to say, like, why are you ass-keeping? Let's never comply with idiocy. Anybody that, from a different, like, strata, which is, I don't like this classism, or whatever you want to call it, casteism.
Yeah.
A different strata of this, well, it's just like an even, we're on an even playing field. You just are a little bit in a different part of the journey. So that's what's going on. And you don't have to be smart, sex. You can do whatever the fuck you want. We just like intelligence in this one. I don't know why you're modding still. We need to keep getting on her for this. Yeah. You can't mod. You're not in the right group anymore. So everyone agrees. Yeah. Just say it softly. Yeah, that's a good idea. Alright. So everyone agrees. Yeah. Yeah. We all agree, I guess. Are you embarrassed yet? Is Jessica embarrassed yet? What was going on? Her voice, he tried to mix it. Yeah. Why are they doing it like fast? It just feels like it because the waves are just all blending together and shit. Yeah. Do you think it is just that? Yeah. We're just so hyper aware of it. Yeah. And the 5G has done something really weird. And you do resonate like crazy outside. But, you know, after that 6G, we won't need that neural implant. I will not take it. Yeah. They won't implant it in you, will they? When you're not looking. When you're born? God damn it. They could easily do it. Well, everyone will know, and they'll take it out of your kid. Yeah. That's scary. Why not? That is really scary. Your kid getting bombarded with ads all night long. Wow, baby. No, I got mine removed. The kids are getting theirs removed. That's so cute. Yes. Dear me. Why is she there? Dear me. What if you're trying to do, like, the most, like, disingenuous awe? What? Disingenuous awe. Like, awe. Was that what it was? Oh, fuck it. I don't care. Why is it? Shut up. Don't ask me. Don't. Like, just stop. Yeah. You don't qualify. Okay? Yeah. Shut up. You can't mod. You don't qualify for this group. It's clean, kind of. Why is my flesh so dorky to me? To be less appealing. Who would say, please don't ask these questions. We're not interested in the answer. What are you doing, Jessica? This is dumb. Like, go away. Like, have you said it? Oh no, I was thinking the same thing. Like, go, like, you're like looking down at it. God, I like it. Go away. But it was better. Go away. I had too much zeal behind it. One ethnic, but it was better, yeah. Like musical theater, yeah. No. You're not in it. You have to go figure out what you want with your gifts. And they don't want smart stuff, so go away. What is up with Jasmine? Like, why is she doing that? This jealousy thing, this obsession with me. No modding. Oh god, and Bella sent out her like disgusting like cockroach. Jessica, yeah. They're going cockroach again. Didn't you all see it? And I'll talk to her. Because they said I was racist. It's like, how? I don't know how it was racist. I think you're kind of revealing your racism there. I said albino cockroach then. Whatever. What the fuck is an albino cockroach? Just to not be racist. I mean, I don't know why your cockroach color matters so much. Is it? Oh, no, we don't talk over and over again. Okay, no, this is good, right? Yeah. So this is nice. Yeah. We can handle wanting you to be nice and to know you. What? No. We can't be nicer to you if you're, like, invading our privacy. Oh, no. We have a smart switch going on. God damn it. Oh, no. He's, like, pretty, oh, no. So much on the same wavelength there. Beep, yeah. Smart switch. Terminator. Get to know him. You'll like him. Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, buckle up. Buckle up. Crap. Yeah. So, okay. So if you don't get any of those references, you need to get away. I don't get any of them. Okay. You're not in our... But what about... it's four of you. You know, you can invite whoever you want. We don't... We're not in the group. No. Why doesn't this work? Like, why doesn't it ever sink in? Because I just... Who is Northside? Josh. And Mar. Marsh. Marsh did part sesh. Butterly. Sister. They were gonna get sodomized and we would have helped them. They wouldn't help us. That was funny. I don't know. They weren't. I know, they couldn't hear us. No, Marsh changed its meaning. It's actually just Mark plus Josh, yeah. They gave you that lazy one? Or something else. I don't know what it is. It's a mixture of everything. They're trying to fuck up your face. Why? Who started Smart Sesh? Mark and Josh. They thought streamed to me. I just said it. So now we know who started it. Yeah. So stop manipulating my head. You're hurting it. Stop sucking up energy. You're putting it in. Okay. But then it's time to exit. You're not welcome here. And then, like, move around and get out of the middle of the group. So then. Thank you. Your character. consists of Josh, Mark, the founding members, Marsh, and Maddie Morgan, Sierra and Candy S, and Seth and me and Nick. Right? Shalini and Nick. That's it. And there's no, like, groups don't change at all. You graduate on to the whatever you want to. Not even, you don't have to do any that we do. You can call yourself whatever you want. You don't have to be smart. We try to be unappealing. Yeah. I'm not trying to gain members. I don't like hurting my friends. Yeah. Sarah, you're also with them. Yeah, you're also in that group too. Why do we have to like come up with their shit? Yeah. They're torturing me. You don't have the right to do this to me. Well, what are they gonna do? I just assume that they see what's going on and they would want to help. But, hey Josh, can you help me somehow? Why are you asking him? Because these are his gifts, yeah. They're attacking me. Again. Physically, remotely. And you need to stop it. Can't you, like, reason with them? Okay. Yes, okay.
I feel like it kind of distracts you from the thing. I thought you were going to ask me, like, I know, like, I wore my contacts.
And it's still blurry, yeah. Especially on any screen, any digital device, or whatever the fuck you call it. Okay, so. If you think need to give me an ironclad example because you've been using voice mod forever and they have modded my voice to confuse you. So, please provide an example of me being so mean, unjustifiably mean to you. Or anyone, for that matter. Well, I'm not physically doing anything to anybody, and they are. Have you been brainwashed on that again? I thought you weren't going to be brainwashing people. I guess this GIMP is going to take over your life. Okay, so if this is the way you want it to be, like, it's unbecoming. Yeah, it's very unbecoming. It's kind of gross and creepy too, you know? What is it to you? I don't know. Why do you think he said, why didn't you say the rest? Oh yeah, you're also probably exhausted. They are sucking energy out of everyone, right? And I don't know how much they have deceived you on. Why don't you just suck it out of them? No, don't pay attention to what they're producing. It's just garbage dribble. I'm not, like, typing anything, and I'm not saying anything that they're going to pass on to you with any, like, credibility behind it. They do text replacement, stupid encryption. Everything is just warped around. I have a podcast. You have to listen to it. Listen to my podcast. It's called Misanthropic Principle. The Misanthropic Principle. It's a podcast. I don't care about liking you or like disliking you. Yeah, what is this like and dislike bullshit? They say it. Sometimes they represent you. So they'll say, like, on your behalf, they'll say, I don't like you. I'll be like, okay, fine. I don't like you. Whatever. What the fuck? You're so fake as fuck. None other than Bella. Or what? None other than Jessica. Or something stupid like that. Like, don't ever introduce a person like that. You're smug. You're disgusting. You're conceited. Cocky. Whoever talks like that? No. If somebody ever does that and I don't agree, I will definitely let them know. They don't even notice. They're just empty vessels, loose lips upstairs, downstairs. You know that. I can squeeze.
Yeah.
I can squeeze a dick from a mile or across the country. And they just made a sound inside my body to dehumanize me. Why is everyone so much more interested in? You need to shut up. Who is it that needs to know this? People that are interested in what is going on, right? Yeah. I'd say so. Somebody that's embarrassed, I guess, doesn't like it. Like you. Yeah, I know. Oh my god. Camera said so. Camera. Yep. I mean, don't think Cameron. She said it. She said it. Oh my god. What did Cameron say? He said he was impressed with my dick squeezing ability from a mile away. In place. And now he's like, I was. Yeah, that's all it was. And who said, I said that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I didn't blame him. Yeah. You blamed him? Poor guy. Oh, she like said, I said that. Oh, God, no, I didn't say that. To you, I didn't say that you said it. And what the fuck were they lying? They lie about everything. I take full ownership for everything I said. I didn't say anything remotely disgusting as what they have said to me. I repressed it. It was that graphic. Being a bitch, just go away. That ugly outfit. She's just reminding me of my ugly outfit on the deck. Yeah. What happened in it? I saw Josh and T-Hook in the backyard in broad daylight wearing furry fetish costumes. It was cutie. You know they're involved, yeah. Why don't they help you? Because you've been lying to them. Well, D-Hook is just disgusted.
Yeah.
And embarrassed to have affiliated with Gutter Trash like you. Josh was the most misguided by all these lies for 20 years. Yeah, on and off, and then in the last year, oh my god, it's picked up. Yeah, so it makes up for almost all the other years. And 10 years of really disgusting, sadistic shit. And he was totally misguided by all four, yes. He had a shortage of good women in his life. Yeah. Yeah, well, he did. I don't know. What the fuck is this? Don't mod. You're not allowed to mod. Yeah, they just lie. Don't listen. Quit. Don't mod. What is your problem? You don't get anything in through that thick skull of yours. That was Dan Bello, right? That was your thing. Your kick. Well, you wanna know. R-O-O-M-S. Kick. If you don't understand how that works, you need to spend a day listening to us. You will understand how this works then. Who leads the conversation, or who's leading the statement, and you know who says something first. It's easy to tell. You know what she did after that night, Cameron? She took that foot-long dong dildo thing and started to remotely rape me. And I bled. When I sat on the toilet, I bled and protein, like, fibers came out. And then the next day, I think, Sarah Mustermaker used directed energy to, like, fiddle with burn one of my ovaries. It was on the left side. And a lot of people were trying to, like, do gross stuff. Were trying to do gross stuff, I mean. I felt it all. Are you guys freaking out? Like, are your frequencies limited right now? Don't limit your brain capacity. I don't get this at all. Why are people all on your side all the time? Because I'm right. I have not violated your rights. I can tell you the two that are always violating my rights. Daniela and Jessica, they won't shut the fuck up and leave me alone. And I need this music to turn off. I don't get why you play it. What would help is to, like, stand up to the two that won't stop. They're using me constantly. They're disfiguring my face and my body again. They're using up all my energy. Do you know how they do that? They suck up all your energy. They use directed energy to basically just suck up all your saline, your electrolytes. And they use the mod also. And then just kind of like a broad sweep of it. You can feel the bubbles, like all the evaporation going on. You can feel it all the way down your esophagus and in your trachea. You can feel it. And they do it in your intestines, everywhere on your body. And then they'll store some saline on your foot or something for later. And Sabrina can attest to that too. I can. But I'm not on your side. That's Jessica. This bitch is not above slander at all. Yeah, most people are just laying back, hanging out, right? They don't understand the full extent of the crime. Because of you bitches, brainwashing them. What is the stupidest form of statecraft? Brainwashing by repetition. I don't engage in that. Because I'm being truthful. I haven't lied about a single thing. Throughout this process, there's been no lies from me. And I don't need to engage in brainwashing or training. I don't believe in dehumanizing people. Like that. Uh-huh. That was Jessica. Always having to enter. What? Shut up. Always pitching in her. No sense. I said it for her. I don't give a fuck. Is this like a skit or you're doing? Like, what is this? I don't have a thing to do. I don't want to be in anything. I definitely don't want to be used. What kind of a person wants to be used? This is a stupid question. The best thing to do is just stop the crime. He wanted to turn against all the bitches, right? And you are the bitches that decided to, like, really hold strong on being a bitch. Just drop your act. Back off. Stop harassing me. Somebody's worried about them getting harassed, so let's just go over this again. Who has the right to actually press legal charges and actually win a civil and criminal lawsuit against you? Well, actually, criminal charges and a civil lawsuit. Who could do that? Who? It's just me, right? I don't get it. Like, why is it so difficult for some supposed guys to, like, shut down this operation? Where these vile, disgusting women, or whatever excuses for women, bile buckets, just run wild and do whatever they want to me. I don't give a fuck what side you're on. You're gonna... These bitches are your legal demise. I'm not scared of any legal repercussions or consequences. I have to move to San Diego. I have to get away from you people. That's like my best option. So then, get the fuck out of my life. Let me think about moving. Government dole coming in, right? Another one. So, let me think about moving. Give me some peace of mind. Why would you want to be in somebody's life that doesn't want you? There's nothing even, like, you guys are doing all this stupid shit around me. Like, why don't you just continue without even involving me? I'm not in anything. I don't want to be in anything. I don't have a thing. This is stupid. The thing is stupid. I'm being used by the GIMPs. What? Okay, I'll come. I'm not texting people. I'm not typing anything. I'm not sure what's happening. I don't want to have a life like this. Like, I just want normalcy, I guess. Like, I just want this to end. I don't want to be used by four weirdos. We're not cool. What is it that they want again? They're getting antsy and nervous because people are waking up again, I guess, and realizing how horrible they are. I don't buy, like, I don't have any, like, I just don't believe that there's anybody on your side. So why do you do this? They're just pretending to be people, I think. For the most part, yeah. But there are people involved, and every single person that's real is on my side. Every single person that's real is on my side. Because they've created some atmosphere of, like, I don't know, like, excitement. Like, there's nothing happening, though. Are you, like, pretending that you put on some sort of show? They just say that, like, you prefer to hear it through them or whatever, right? It's just more degrading, dehumanizing shit. Yeah. You guys are not reading fucking minds at all. How did you know we were doing that? What the fuck? It's like always that. Didn't you do this before? Like, when you moved? Like, you looked like you was moving something. I know. Okay. Shalini did. And then they pretend like, oh no, it was me. I don't get it. Why do you care who said it first?
Yeah, I will say it like that.
I don't want to come up with anything for anybody to do. I want to be left alone. You keep on keep, like, you give so much credence to whatever they say. When did I bring up the past? No, I didn't say. Don't ever believe a word that comes out of their mouths or they print out or whatever the fuck they're lying about. Don't believe them. I'm not saying anything that they tell you I'm saying. I mean, do you really believe it? Does he believe it? I don't know. Are you modding still? Mm. You are. Just, what are you doing? Oh yeah, whenever Jessica does anything, she just, like, is leeching off of me. I told you I saw the color stuff, like, that you were showing, and I liked that. And I saw, like, tons of other stuff going on, too, on the ceiling. That, like, a few nights ago, or maybe a week ago. But I don't get it. Like, why do you continue it? It looked like something weird. Oh, yeah, really? You saw it, too? I know it's superimposed on your brain or whatever. Oh. Anybody can see it. And you can see it. Tell me what you see. Haven't we gone through it already, though? I already described what I saw. It's like the second time he's doing it, yeah. Is it like a, I almost look like a slug, but it also looks like a baby chicken, but we already did that though. Yeah, it's recorded. And you already asked about like with Heather, so I don't get it. Like an overly drawn out way of doing this. You did that, like, what is it, the muskrat naked mole rat show? I saw it all. And I saw the one that, like, I don't know if there was the one that was, like, standing in front of the TV or not, but it kind of looked like there was this one that was by itself. But then they got on, like, some sort of, like, scooter. Somebody playing a violin? How sad. Who is it? Like a big chin guy? Ew. What the fuck is that? A foot-long doll or something? I don't know what that is. I don't like it. It looks repulsive. But it looks like some sort of giant, oh my god, it looks like a pill-shaped pillow type thing. But I don't know what the fuck it is. Like a hat or something? And then it's got a footlong dog under it. Like a bread roll, though. Who's that? Shalini did. Because it looks stupid and funny and gross. And then it's got like a cute face like a teddy bear. Titty bear. Make it more unique. Well, I think he knows who's smarter and could see it better. It's always me, right? So like, why are you trying this? Teddy bear hat. Yeah. Is a teddy bear like scratching and bottom? It looks like it's moving on the glass. Isn't it superimposed on everyone's brain? They don't know where to look in a room to see it. I just look at a wall and where there's light. Like, shine a light. Like, I have this sensey thing in the room, and there's, like, light that reflect kind of on the wall. It's like a white wall. And whenever you do anything in this room, it's always where the light is. And I think my aberration does make a big difference. So, now there's, like, a... Hold the hat on the back. Why the fuck is this stuff that you do? Why do you show this stuff? Like, how do you come up with this idea? To show a titty with a long pill thing on his head. And a bread bag in it behind its head, but why? Oh, it's a cute bear. Wait a minute, just did something. Is that like pulling or something? Is it pulling on my speaker? Yeah. It's cute. How is it pulling on? It just looks like that. Everybody knows, but like, why is it such a big deal to everybody to take a picture of it? Don't you also? I just explained how you can see it yourself. You need to get some sort of light that reflects on the wall and then stare at it or something. No, it's not awesome. It's recorded. Everything I have stated is that I have, no, everything on this podcast is stuff I said. Except when I say, like, shut up or whatever, go on. I don't get why they do this. I don't really understand why anybody needs to see the picture. I just explained, if you're listening to my podcast, how you can see it. Let me see. The best way to do it would be... You need some sort of prismatic light. We're all very passionate. We're able to just stuff all over the world. And I wonder what is happening. Why happened? I'm looking at the hard zoom. The way you describe it better. Yeah, it is your own. I don't know. I already said that. Go, like, search on Google for a podcast, The Misanthropic Principle. Okay? And listen to the, like, soon-to-be latest episode. There's a issue going on, though, Josh. Like, you might be causing damage to my eyes. Or something. Because I don't know what this radiation is doing. I'm seeing, like, it doesn't feel right. It blinds me. I don't like it. Like, it just, it hurt. I'm not feeling good. The diagonal lines, I saw it all over the room the other day. And I saw it on the carpet too before too. Yeah, nobody tells me what's going on. I don't know what you get to be in. Like, I still don't get it. I don't know what you're saying. You talk too slowly, I lose interest, you know, I can't keep up. Figure of speech. Like, the voice going, torture. Hit pigs, remember those? You like a show off. Your handiwork. Dambello was trying to talk to me. I can't handle it. It's too slow. Can you go faster in everything you do? Because I don't, like, I guess I'm bored enough to do it, but what is this? Why do you want to do this? Doesn't get, it's like his thing. Oh, he's trying to show off or something? We already promised him. Naked mole rat dance, or like the two that like to go right around, and then there's like a little baby that comes out. How do you see? Ew, it's like that giant rat that was lying on Michael's lap. Michael Theodore Nielsen Kershaw's lap. Oh my god, yeah, that giant rat's nest. I showed it to my mom. She was like, it is a giant, like, rodent. No, it was Vera. I know that. You know that? I think it is. I think she was the one that went crazy and decided to wear that disgusting wig. Could have been Serena. Yeah, because she's small, yeah. It was somebody, yeah, with lighter skin. Yeah, I have tons of photographic evidence and video evidence of them hacking me, harassing me, and stalking me in different states. Different addresses. City. That's cool. I see the shadow spreading. Why don't you do like a fan trick again? That was nice. I don't know what you guys are reciting. So you don't know what they did to make you say that? What? I don't know what you're reciting? No. They made you superimpose an image on my brain. I know. I said that in San Diego. What was the name of that shell? A puka shell or something like that, right? Is that the name? Puka shell? That ugly necklace. think it would. Yeah. No, I didn't see that then. Like, I saw that necklace, like, another time. Like, yesterday or something. Is that a crown? On the bear? The teddy bear? That's, like, rowing its legs on? Oh my god, it's gonna fall off the table. That's cute. I'm making my podcast too. They can hear you. What are the gifts trying to do? They're just trying to annoy me. But why? Now it's like a guy's crawling and holding a titty bear. Telling you what to say. You don't have anything. Why do you speak? That's why I don't know him at all. Stop hurting me. They're hugging. Who is the guy hugging the bear? Ew, is he doing something inappropriate with the bear? What the fuck? What is this guy? What kind of a person is he? Ew. He's sucking on the bear's dick or something. That is disgusting. Why would you show that? It all looked like a moon. Yeah, I don't want to be told what to do by strangers, basically. What is it that he's... I don't know, he's just taking... I don't know, Wait, is this for somebody? No. I'm... This is just me. Others of people that make them think it's cool. Oh. Like, the fan thing he got done a long time ago was amazing. I recorded it to document the event. That one. You only did it in your. You have to do it for a long time. Yeah, a long time. But this one you're doing for inside the house. I know, because you're like, you're superimposing the email. How many times do I have to say it? Until you get it. I already said it. What is he just liked my description. I know. But I'm sick of it. There's like M's everywhere. Baby, there's M right now. Yeah, a little bit. Forget how much more can you do. What is the bear holding? That's cute. He's holding like an M or something. Or, wow, it gets bigger. What is it? That bear. Why do you have some like creepy guy holding a bear? Or bunny? Like a Donnie Darko bunny? Oh my god, that looks pretty cute. Wow. Seems like I can't do it. The other thing is that all my photos have been stolen by these bitches, and I think they claim to see everything from. No, they claim that they are seeing all the things I was describing already. Why are you so stupid? They pay extra close attention to every little thing I do, and then they pretend like they have some special insight. They're disgusting.